My name is DJ Newbie. I'm 16 years old.
My name is Akil Palmer. I am 12 years old.
We interviewed Mr. Bill West on August 19th, 2015.
I love my childhood. I had excellent parents. That was great role models for me and my sisters. My childhood was good. I just went to school, came home, had to do chores when I came home from school, and made sure my homework was done. And then I had free time to go and play with my friends. But it was totally different back in the 60s. Life was very simple back then. We played tag, we played release, you know, football, kickball, basketball. We did all those things. I had many offers to go play football. I accepted an offer at a Division II school. It was Northern Michigan University. It was up in Marquette, Michigan. That was my goal, was to be a professional athlete. But I got a real bad knee injury in college when I was playing, and that kind of ended my career. I thank God for the parents I had, because I think if it wasn't for my parents, I don't know how my adult life would have turned out. Because, you know, they didn't keep me out of trouble, but they instilled in me the things that I need to do to stay out of trouble. They taught me to be responsible, dependable, accountable for my actions. And that taught me growing up later in life, you know, and you have to learn to be responsible, and I thank God for them. When I was growing up, the steel mills was running. So everybody that graduated went to the mill. That was a big thing in this town. That's where you went to work at. It's totally different now than what this city used to look like. When I was growing up, my mother would bring me downtown McKeesport every Saturday. We would ride the streetcars. Every empty building you see down here, they is all filled up. That Midtown Plaza, that wasn't even there. They had about maybe 3 or 4 movie theaters just in McKeesport. One thing that was a real stickler with me, since I work here for the city, when my wife and I first bought our house here in McKeesport, there was a lot of drug activity on our street. And we didn't know that when we bought the house. The police cleaned our street up real good. There were several people who sold drugs on my street. Every house on my street got shot up. That's sad when you live in a time like this. You know, I didn't have to worry about that growing up. I thank God for the city of McKeesport. They cleaned my street up. There's just a bunch of little kids on my street now. I had to leave school when I was a junior. My dad passed away. I come back home to McKeesport. I can't say I didn't have the opportunity to go back to get my degree. I just chose not to for some reason. I was majoring in education and had a minor in elementary education. That was the path I was leading towards. And I think if I had to do it all over again, I think I would have transferred a lot of my credits back here and finished up school back here. But I made other choices, and my life still turned out good. I came back to McKeesport when I was 28. When I was 25 after my dad passed. I got married to a woman 3 years later. 18 months, she died after my first daughter was born. I got caught up in doing drugs real bad. I had to raise an infant. I had no skills. People knew that wasn't me. They knew I was acting out of character. I lost a good job. I lost a house. That's what drugs will do to you. It'll take you all the way down. I went and got help for myself, and I've been clean and sober now for 23 years. You know, so people out there cannot tell me that you can't change your life. That was the most difficult thing I ever had to deal with in my life, is burying my first wife at 28 years old. Being responsible for an infant, and I had no parental skills whatsoever. I thank God for my mother, who really helped me a lot. She stepped up and helped a lot. You have to walk humbly at all times on this life. I mean, you do. And I can say that now because I'm a minister in my church. You have to really be a humble person. Have good relationships. I learned this. Treat people good, because you never know who can help you in life. 10, 15 years down the line, you never know who's going to be able to help you. You know, trust God all the way through the process. He's the one who's going to make it happen for you.